So with that in the background, I'm about to switch on and install Live on my Mac, and I'm about to refine the way I work so that I may or may not have a place for Logic Audio in that process later on in the future. But for the time being, I'm going to work with the free version of Live that's come with the APC 40, which I believe is a little bit more extended than Live LE, but limited. I'm going to use my Nord Lead 2, which I love and couldn't be without. And I'm going to use my Mutator filter bank, a Technics 1210 deck, and possibly my bass pod, if I need to. Well, no, definitely my bass pod and my TL Audio compressor if I need to get instrumentation into the computer. I shall be doing some outboard mixing with a send and return setup to my Mackie mixer, which will feed the Chaos Pad, the Mutator, and anything else I fancy throwing at it at one point or another. And I shall see what happens to the creative process, because frankly, since I've switched from Cubase to Logic, whilst I like Logic a lot, once I get it going, once the environment's set up, I have struggled with the environments. I've since realised it was an incompatibility with my MIDI interface, but that didn't stop me spending hours and hours and hours thinking I was doing something wrong. So here we go, really, into the box and away from all the hardware, but hopefully very much more towards hands-on control. I'm not talking about using a mouse in this new process. I'm talking about using the APC 40 as my input interface. Plus, I've got a Wacom graphics tablet, which I'm going to be setting up to use as a XY controller. And I've got a UC33, which is a small USB slider and knob programmable interface that is easy to set up with whatever you want to control with it. So that will be used for non-live applications, i.e. anything but Ableton Live. So if there's maybe a reason patch that I want to use, I'll use the UC33. I also have a Kenton Control Freak Studio Edition, which is 16 channels of programmable MIDI, sliders, buttons, and lots of different schemes you can set up for that. So I've got plenty of MIDI control, plenty of hands-on control. I'm going to use fixed assignments. So I'm going to, for example, the UC33 will be solely to control Reason. The APC 40 solely to control Live. The Control Freak, I'm thinking, is going to be solely to control the audio mixer in Logic, because I can see myself using Logic as a final mastering tool to mix stereo tracks into Logic and then do the final mix down in Logic. But again, I'm going to be wanting hands-on control, so I'll be using the Studio Edition Kenton for that. Should be interesting. It's going to be very different for me. I'm used to having things to turn. As I say, I'm a bit of an old school studio geek. I grew up with MIDI, and I haven't embraced audio as much as you'd think, considering its power. I hope to find that it's moved on a lot since the Humble Rex file, which I still rate highly, but I mean, that was a big step for me in sampling, because it allowed you to time stretch things without losing too much of the original pitch by chopping it into segments. And it followed on from their fantastic Recycle software, which I used to use with my Akai sampler. So let's see what happens. I've got an Akai sampler, as I say, here with zip disks full of samples, so I might start putting them into the computer soon. For now, though, I've got some sample CDs, I've got plenty of sources of sound in the computer, and I've got my synth and the Akai, so my deck, and a hell of a lot of records. So let's see what happens. I'll keep you posted if you fancy listening.